right now, it's a normal feeling morning. Everything's all right. You know, everything's great. Going right along. Nice Wednesday. Tomorrow will be drastically different. A day that will live in comedic infamy, too. Local comedians, back tomorrow. Standing on a stage, right here in this room, giving us their best 2 minutes in an attempt to audition to be openers for the Happy Endings comedy show with Jay Moore, Craig Gass, Gary Cannon, coming up December 16th, right around the corner. And we did this last year, and it was wildly entertaining because of its lack of, I don't know, ability or talent. I guess that was it. The discomfort was unreal. The bravery was unmatched. To climb up on that box, a couple of people like, I've never done this before, so I put this together this week to see what I could do. I wanted to give it a try, and they tried to do stand-up comedy for the first time in a room of four people with a hot spotlight on them on a plyometrics box standing an inch from the ceiling. It was just the weirdest setup ever. So it happens again tomorrow. Now, the local comedians flooded us when we did this.
Boy, yeah, did
we,
they?
We announced it, and they're like, I want in. So basically, here's what's going to happen. We'll just keep them outside again.
Yep. There's some fun about looking out on
the bullpen,
seeing the
and they don't want to talk to each other.
Paddock.
They all have their crumpled up piece of notebook paper,
practicing
with their
notes.
Set.
As a paddock of comedians stands outside, just loaded up. We bring them in one at a time. Now we're only going to do until we run out of time.
Yeah, and they know that.
And some of them are just.
And I told them I didn't know when that time runs out. That's up to you.
You've
got the shot clock going.
But as I talk to local comedians, that's part of it. You go to do a sign-up sheet on an open mic. Sometimes you get on. Sometimes you get time. Sometimes you don't. And so tomorrow it's going to be the exact same thing. It's an open mic morning, and then we're going to have our champion crowned tomorrow. There were some great ones last year that were accidentally awesome and some that were actually really good. So hopefully we have that happen again this year, but local comedian. And then Gilroy, we're going to allow him, because he can't win, so I had to give him something else to do. I want him to go on stage and just say the name of the next comedian. That's his job. But evidently, and I'm getting word back from local comics, Gilroy's been bragging about he's going to host this event. So just get it through your fat head. You are not hosting anything. You're simply being utilized so you don't do comedy. I'm giving you your name and your time to stand on the box and say, Roger Wilson. And that is your job. If you go any further with
that, if he tells a joke, he's out?
Just shut the mic off.
He can't warm up the crowd real quick?
He gets one shot. That was it. He can come out and warms up the crowd with his minute.
I'm Gilroy, everybody.
Gets the crowd all amped up and ready to go for all these comedians. And then it's over. And then all his job is to come up. Gilroy, who's next? He stands on the thing. Dave Lefteson. Get off stage, Gilroy. You're done.
So they're not even get a little intro or write up a little two sentences about their.
No, I'll handle
that. We kind of did that last year.
I'll take care of that.
That's kind of fun.
Or, you know, if we let Gilroy do that, he's going to go to his head that he's got actual ability.
Yeah,
I'll take care of that.
We should do that.
Yeah. I'll say this next comedian is, you know, 6'4". He lives out in Tolleson. He wants to be a blah, blah, blah. Gilroy, who is it? And. Roger Davis. Thank you, Gilroy. And that's it. That's it.
I like that approach.
Yeah, I'm not letting it. And so Short Bus texts me and he goes, Gilroy's like a boy in a candy store around the club now, telling everybody
I'm
that
hosting.
He's hosting the big show for us, that we asked him to host. We did no such thing. I quelled your enthusiasm by saying, yes, you can show up. You can't do comedy. And I don't mean that Thursday. I mean generally in life. You cannot do comedy.
It's only the second year. Why wouldn't you let him throw another?
He's the worst I've ever seen. He got booed by two people Saturday afternoon.
He's been working on it all year.
Brady, Saturday afternoon. Not a Saturday. Last Saturday afternoon. At our promo table, he came up at the Sanderson Ford thing at Rock Bar. And I'm like, oh, God, it's Gilroy. And I'm standing with the promo kids, Nikki and that boy with the beard. And we're standing there, and I said, he's the worst comedian in the history of comedy. And he goes, what do you always say about me? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, that line you always say? And I'm like, oh, the thing about take 2 weeks off comedy and then quit? Yeah, who's the guy who told you that? And I'm screwed. I said it was Connie Hawkins. It's Truck Robinson. I said, oh, yeah, Connie Hawkins said that to me about golf when I was in a golf tournament. Yeah, well, why don't you let that just stay his joke? And I'm like, see, this is what I'm talking about. And then the two promo people went, unsolicited by me, boo to Gilroy, and he was unfazed because that's how he lives his life. I think Gilroy's wife's funnier than him.
I agree there.
She's pulling the biggest prank on the world by being married to Gilroy.
Yeah, the funniest thing she told me at the golf tournament was, he's not that bad. Oh, he's not that bad.
No, she's hilarious when she says stuff like that. That's the best joke going. Yeah. I say Gilroy's one of the best impressionists I've ever seen, because he does an impression of a stand-up comedian that's unmatched. His impression of failing stand-up comic is the most amazing impression I've ever watched. Anyway, so Gilroy will be here to host. Let's not get crazy with Gilroy. And he's just a ball of energy, the Gilroy. He's crazy.
We should replay his opener from last year, because he went first last year.
Was he first last year?
He was first.
Do you have it handy?
I
don't know if I want to hear it. I'm just saying you have that handy.
I can get it here in a couple minutes.
Maybe we'll just replay Gilroy. It's just kind of
good to see the difference, you know, from last year. And
the improvements he's made.
Improvements? Yeah, he got worse. He got worse if he got anything. It's kind of like a band comes out with their first album and it's gangbusters, and then they want a second album right away. This is Gilroy's best stuff. Gilroy's probably, I don't know, he looks like he's about, 54? He's probably 54. So this is all the funny he's compiled in 54 years. This is his best approach. And now you're asking him to get better in 1 year, add more? I don't see it. I don't see that happening. But the day that we'll live in comedic infamy here at the Pearl Harbor Comedy Club tomorrow,
for the record, last year we went 98 minutes.
98 solid minutes of local comics.
Local comics.
Two at a time? We did a lot of talking to him. Two minutes at a time.
Yeah.
We did a lot of chatting with him and stuff in between, which was fine, but yeah. We had two or three that were pretty good. We had a big scoring sheet that I just abandoned after the first five. Like, the winner will reveal himself.
If we remember you, you win.
Right. If we can even go, the abortion guy was funny. I think that's how we chose the winner. That's the one dude that did the Charlie. He did a pretty good job of, I had a whole sheet and names and like a scoring chart and like all this stuff, notes. And I'm like, after the third guy, I'm like, I don't need this. The winner will reveal himself simply by showing up and doing it right once. You have Gilroy ready?
Yeah.
Well, you do have Gilroy.
Oh, boy.
Right. No, you're not going to do this.
Yeah, yes. I want a taste of Gilroy. This is why he's never – this is Gilroy's set last
year. We're not sure we like him. It's Kevin Gilroy, everybody. Here's his intro. Here's Kevin's intro. He wrote this. You possibly may have seen him at one of two stand-up live open mics or wondered why he's just standing there at Holmberg's Heatstroke Open. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kevin Lewis Gilroy.
Yeah, I used to be a teacher, but I got fired for sending kids home with the notes. Like, this one should have been swallowed. All written on Planned Parenthood pamphlets. No, Brady, that ain't true. Nobody's let me near their kids. I probably would murder them. But you gotta start small before working your way up to adults. Don't worry, I'd only kill Caucasians. Caucasian. I hate that word. I've never cocked an Asian in my life. Not because I'm racist or I don't find them attractive, but because I don't want to have sex with something that sounds like a baby being raped. Ooh, ee-ow, did-did-did-did. Jeez, lady, I haven't even switched to your hiney yet. Oh,
man.
Here's the last argument I had with my wife. I said, I don't want to die of Parkinson's disease like my mom. She said smoking pot helps. I said, what? I don't want to die from it, not get high from it. But here's where it actually got weird. I just telling her I want to go out on my own terms. Like I'd jump a car in the Grand Canyon, but filled with explosives, because I might make a soft landing. And although scenic and suffering, that doesn't even out. But she said, you might make a hole. Might make a hole? Have you seen the freaking Grand Canyon? It's a gosh darn hole. A really big farking hole. No, I mean you might make an ugly one. Damn right, a big fiery poopy stained hole. Man, all this on our 8-year anniversary.
There's the payoff.
His delivery is so awful. But those stores are so phony. Nobody makes the thanks for a booty sex pendant, or even better, the please give me some dirty love pendant. Oh, man. I got to make it. You know where bad comics go? You end up selling Toyotas on TV, or worse, discount auto insurance. And I can't kill myself. Stupid me. I got married. I have 8 cats and a wife to put down. Last thing I want to do is stand in line to die. That's a lot of work, too. And I only work 2 to 5 minutes at a time, so. Thanks, everyone.
Gilroy!
I laughed at
him. Why were you laughing?
He's just final dying. Joke. I'm laughing at a man dying. I'm laughing at the terrible.
He's like
man.
So
this
an
guy's
awful
been working
actor.
At it 53 for a year,
years.
John.
53 years was what you just heard.
The delivery is just.
Terrible.
Just horrid.
A little fast.
Yeah, he's going fast. He's got to memorize.
He's got to get it out in 2 minutes. He was so under pressure.
Yeah, I don't think the pristine timing delivery is going to help any of those jokes.
No.
It would be a start, wouldn't it?
It would be.
To let something sink in, maybe? Or?
I think with jokes that bad, the only hope you've got is that people think you're trying to suck, and so the timing has to also suck for you to, like, it's just. Anyway,
and
Gilroy's
you should eliminate any jokes where you have to change it to farking.
Yeah, that's just.
Just go clean. Don't replace it with baby words.
Don't make the audience wish that you
again,
were going to kill
yourself.
He's
slaying it in Gilbert.
Yeah, he's killing Gilbert restaurants.
Yeah, the Mormons would love the
farking holes.
Yeah. Good ooh. God, turn it off or raise a flag when yeah. you're done with yeah. him so I can tune back
yeah.
in.
We have a flag up.
And you gave him host duties.
Yeah, no, I gave
I
him.
Can't believe it.
I took him.
Unbelievable. Look, I'd rather get this another 2 minutes.
Then you're an idiot because I'd rather have him just say names of people than think he can do stand up. I'm taking the stand up away from yeah. Gilroy to just say, okay, you're going to show up and drive us nuts. Here's your job. No jokes. You're allowed to say names. That's it. You're the worst comedian I've ever seen.
John, tomorrow, can you give the last place comedian
Kevin
the
Gilroy.
Gilly Award?
It's the Gilly. Let's give away the Gillies tomorrow. The Gilroys for world's worst comic.
I got a Gilly.
This year's Kevin Gilroy.
Oh, no.
Once again.
Award for lack of achievement in comedy goes to... Oh, I'm going to give him all the press, Brady. I want people to know Kevin Gilroy's name so I can help them save money. The opener, someone called Kevin Gilroy. Oh, sweet Jesus, no, I've heard about this guy. We'll go another night.
I feel good so Christ, bad when John. He comes to our van stops oh, and he God, hands out yeah. his tickets.
Oh.
And then I have to tell the people, you don't have to go to that.
Yeah.
And in fact, I wouldn't if I were you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
If you, unless you're suicidal or leaving Las Vegas.
He has no affiliation with KUPD.
And I'm pretty sure this isn't the reaction you're going for, like this text. Aw, poor fella, he tried.
Yeah, that's not what comedians like.
Hey, the Nicolas Cage of comedy. Yeah. I like it.
Right. I'm going to kill myself tonight, baby girl, in a big farking hole. A poopy-stained one. Yeah, baby girl.
Do you guys have a broom in there to sweep them off the stage like they do at the Apollo?
I did. We had. Well,
what
we
did
had
you
that,
bring?
We had that pony.
Oh, is it the pony?
You try to ride the pony off stage. Yeah. I just, it was, it, man, what were we thinking?
Jesus H. Christ, the pony. John, I never wrong. Listened last year. Why the hell would you play that again?
To show, to save you people.
Showcase.
Yeah, it's the Gilroy showcase. somebody just texted me, hey, Gilroy, Hayden Christensen called and he wants your delivery back. That's perfect.
Or how about this one? John, I'm confused. Was that the worst audiobook reading ever yeah. of a schizophrenic's actual thoughts?
Yeah. A schizophrenic wrote down 10 pages, called it a book, and then read it to you and released it on DVD. Anyway, he's the host tomorrow.
Send that to Daryl Hammond.
Oh, he'd love it. He'd be the opener. Can't make Daryl look worse. Anyway, Gilroy hosts tomorrow because Kevin Gilroy is the world's worst comedian.
And then 5 in a row. Go to hell.
Yeah. No, we don't buzz him. We let them die on their own.
You got 2 minutes.
2 minutes to die on the vine. And I find
we
that
had a couple
to be...
that came out and are a minute into it. You got a minute left. Oh, they already did all their stuff.
Yeah. I love that type of like,
pressure.
Discomfort. I laugh harder at that than I do like a comedian with brilliant jokes. Like Louis C.K. is going to make my gut hurt. Well, he used to. Now he's just going to jerk off
make
in front
it
of
hurt.
Me. But still, yeah.
John, I think you know where I'm going with this. Can you somehow come up with a raffle for tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I'd rather listen to that.
And make
yeah.
Gilroy read the numbers.
Brilliant. Gilroy's my raffle guy. I swear to God, if Gilroy shows up in an event where they surprise me and say, oh, we're going to read raffle tickets. Oh, I brought a guy for that. He's great at it. He will drone out numbers like nobody you've ever heard in your life.
You just see everybody leaving.
Yeah.
They don't even want to win the raffle.
Ugh. No, a farking Diamondbacks prize pack. And season tickets in a suite.
We have our.
Where'd everybody go?
He's our auctioneer.
Jimmy Taylor has tweeted us and said, John, I know where the crank is for the flag. Can you please lower it to half staff?
He killed comedy. Well, tomorrow is the day that we'll live in comedic infamy. It kind of halfway makes me root for a volcano or an earthquake somewhere where we have to be kind of in mourning tomorrow anyway, and then we try to trudge through it with comedians. Anyway, tomorrow will hopefully be exactly like what you just heard.
That was our promo.
You can't up that level. Right. He just gave some good hope to some of the guys. That
oh, yeah. Some of
the guys
are like, I'm better than him. Well, everyone is because he's the worst I've ever seen.
Pladio, part two.
Yeah, oh no. Pladio, I would listen to all 30 bands live.
Ouch, my balls guy has gotten better, right?
In like a Woodstock setting before I go see Gilroy do two.
No, you would not.
Pay for
would
it. Yes, I would. I would love it. Entertain me with the songs of local music and watch local artists create. I'd let 10 local artists do portraits of me before I'd ever say, Gilroy's got a new hour he's doing. I'm like, no. I'm going to do a local music Woodstock in my yard. With
I would
local
let
art.
Kevin Spacey rape me
before yeah.
I
oh.
watch Gilroy say.
Yeah.
John, I play in a local band, and I think I finally get it. I used to be mad at you guys for your comments of Pladio. Now I understand. Yeah. Thank you for making it clear.
Yeah. There was a guy last night who said, I was in Pladio a couple years ago. I'm like, oh, yeah, what were we mean to you? You weren't nice. I'm like, oh, yeah, what did I say? And he goes, you said I sounded like a chipmunk being held hostage and like he had a gun to his head. I remember your band.
And that's
you
why.
You were singing a little quick. Yeah, maybe. I get it. At first I was mad, and then I was like, you know what? I get it. Like, did you hear what I said? Yeah, I heard it, but I didn't know why you said it. But, I, you know, whatever. It's very nice. You sound like a chipmunk being held hostage with a gun to your head. I remember the band. Anyway, tomorrow, the day that will live in comedic infamy, right here. The prize, 5 minute on stage to open up in front of Jay Moore. You can put it on your resume. We're giving you a resume blotter. Bonk. Open Holmberg's Happy Endings 2017 with Jay Moore, Gary Cannon, Craig Gass, and me. That's pretty cool. Not me. That's what that guy would say. Yeah. He would put his name on there. Don't just say and me because then you're an idiot. Your resume looks stupid if you're adding me to it. Don't put me on your resume. I think the best guy for the job, me. Don't do that. But there's a good resume thing for you, so bring your best and don't be a Gilroy. The Gilroy will be handed out tomorrow. The Gilly Award is two. Backstage passes to the comedy festival you're not allowed to be part of.
Give him a jug of your beer.
And a growler of beer.
That's the people you don't like, right? You give them
it's not people I don't like. It's people I don't want to associate, like I don't have yeah. a relationship with. Here's something to promote me. Here's an insensitive, thoughtless gift that promotes me to you. Here. Thanks. Are we friends? Clearly, no, because I've given you station
and you
swag.
Sign it for him. Sign the growler.
I've given you swag.
Clearly, no.
Perfect.
And it'll be friend, Merry Christmas, John Holmberg. See, friend. I don't know.
See?
I think we have the half bottle still in there.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah, even better.
I took that home. We guzzled it last night. Yeah, I took that home. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Here's a promotional item of what I do for a living. I thought we were. You were wrong. It's 8:28. There you go. Tomorrow. Look forward to it or not. It's still going to be a train wreck you can't keep your eyes off of and your ears away from. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.